It's the most popular sport in the world. 250 million players in 200 nations. Soccer is the sport of the people. At the top of the professional pyramid is FIFA, a somewhat mysterious group of elite businessmen who promote the sport and organize the biggest international sports contest on earth, the World Cup.
Here is the planet's ultimate game.
Played every 4 years, it's the ultimate celebration of the splendor and brilliance of the beautiful game.
It will be some can-can on the Champs-Élysées tonight. France are the champions of the world.
This clash of nations generates $4.5 billion in revenue and attracts more than 2 billion eyeballs. That kind of influence can move international agendas. But behind the excitement and spectacle lurks an ugly truth and a sordid history.
As allegations of corruption within FIFA have now infiltrated every level of football's global governing body.
In 2015, American authorities raided a 5-star hotel in Switzerland and arrested some of soccer's top executives. It was a corruption scandal that rocked the world.
FIFA, now a byword for global corruption.
And introduced us to a cast of criminals and shady characters that rival even the most dramatic floppers in the game. The list of crimes is long.
Including racketeering, fraud, and money laundering.
Bribery and FIFA go together like peanut butter and jelly.
But FIFA's problems didn't start in 2015, and they're far from going away.
The FIFA scandal rumbles on.
This is the story of the largest corruption scandal in history, in the world's most popular sport. The story of how a corrupt few turned the beautiful game into an international con job. And as soccer begins its march towards this year's World Cup in the tiny, gas-rich nation of Qatar, this multi-billion-dollar business continues to operate out of bounds. You'll hear all about it on our new podcast, The Lords of Soccer, how FIFA stole the beautiful game. I'm Connor Powell. The 12-part series from iHeartRadio and Inside Voices launches June 16th. Listen to The Lords of Soccer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.